All right, ladies and gentlemen, Pig Podcast, take three.
Take three. Episode three.
Take one, episode three.
Yes.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year.
2019.
Good to see you. Yes.
Woo! Totally excited for 2019, right?
Yes. Can't wait.
You going to buy property in 2019?
We are already set to buy a new primary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big house. That's right. Totally.
And I just bought a condo. Two.
Yes.
In the Platinum building.
Oh, nice. Good job.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
Awesome.
And I would love to buy more. We'll see how everything goes.
So, you know, me too. You know what? I'm buying my cottage this year. That's my bucket list. I am buying my cottage. And when I get it, everybody's invited for my party because it's going to be my 40th birthday. So it's going to be a party. Okay?
That's amazing.
But I think it's a perfect point because a lot of people are asking right now, do I buy right now? Because is it a shitty market right now? Is it a recession right now? What do I do? And what are you telling your clients right now?
I'm telling them now is always the time to buy. People always say, when's the best time to buy? I always say yesterday, but you missed that. So next best time is now.
True.
Yes.
Yeah.
We didn't do an introduction.
Oh.
Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Mortgage master.
Yep.
Tobias.
Real estate agent.
You know, we do fun stuff. Realtor.
Yeah.
real estate agent. We do buying, selling, property management, and maintenance and repair.
Totally.
Yes.
He's living it, not just selling it. Okay. He's living it, knows all about it. And that's what we're excited about with the Platinum Investment Group here is, you know what? There's lots of people out there right now who are talking about investments, but they don't do it. Mm-hmm. Okay. They might own one property. He owns a lot. I own a lot. We've been through goods and bads, ups and downs, and we're both passionate about you guys having better lives. And I think better lives comes with investing in real estate.
Yes. I gotta say. It's given me access to so many different things.
Yeah.
So many things.
You just got back from your family trip.
Yes. 16 of us. We talked about it last time. Went. Everybody had an amazing time. You know, couldn't ask for better stuff than spending New Year's in Mexico with all your favorite people and your family. And
dude, that's a bucket list item. That's something that you will look back on 30, 40 years from now. Like, I remember I got married.
Yes.
We had an all-inclusive wedding. My parents, they're gone now. But, like, I look back on that so fondly of being able to be away. That's a cool memory.
Totally. It's the best.
So you brought up something about buying property, and you end up saying the best time to buy real estate is right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Second best time is yesterday. And I totally agree. And that may sound salesy and cheesy to some people, right? But let's look at the facts, right?
Yeah.
Let's look at the reality of it because I agree.
Yeah.
100%. I tell people that all the time. When was the last really terrible market that you can remember?
2008.
Tough
time.
Yeah.
Tough gig.
So what was going on in 2008 that you remember?
That was like the biggest U.S. economic crash. They had people just giving away their houses back to the bank. You know, they had a term for it. It was like forfeiting of their keys to the bank. They would go in and they said, this is planned. We're claiming bankruptcy. You can have the keys.
Yeah.
And they had just horrible time in the States, and that trickled into Canada too.
Totally.
Not as bad, but that was a tough time.
Yeah, totally. And I remember, you know, being in the mortgage industry 2008, holy moly, like we were doing 40-year mortgages back then, 100% financing. Like, you could refinance 95%, qualify on some ridiculously low interest rate because stress test was, you know, that's something that you got at the gym, like a stress test. Like, it wasn't, like, anything to do with mortgages.
Yeah.
And
I wish I could get that now. I would buy.
I know.
I like buy 10 more.
And this is what we were talking about, right? Because you go back to the absolute worst time that we can remember in our investment careers, right? It was 10 years ago, 2008. And would you have bought, knowing what you know today, more?
Yes, absolutely. And that's we were talking. That's when I bought my first house that I lived in. And the first house I lived in was also an investment. So we had multiple units in it. So that's how I got mine. And you...
I bought my primary residence. I bought my gadunkadunk. I bought my house that I wanted to live in forever there. And I remember buying it for 2008. It was $550,000. I threw up in my mouth like when I put the offer on it because I was so scared. But so glad I did. Like your investments, we were talking, they've doubled, if not tripled in value since we bought it in 2008.
It's crazy. So in 10 years, I bought 220-ish. And I can't imagine that a house is worth less than 600, and we've seen comps in the 750 range. So double, triple, there's nothing I've done that's made more money than that with ease. You know,
and you do a lot.
And I keep busy.
You do a lot.
And I keep busy, but that thing is just a machine.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even count all the rent that came in, and that I lived for free there for 7 years because I didn't have a mortgage payment or utility payments because we had offset my living expenses with all these rental incomes.
Yeah.
So.
And I think it's important to note, like, this is 2008. This is when people thought the world was ending. This is when we were buying houses, right?
And interest rates.
Well, they weren't terribly
different. They weren't terrible, but they weren't...
they weren't great.
You know, they were higher than they are now.
Yeah, you were saying you paid about 5.5%, give or take.
Just about 5.5%.
The variable was probably around the 4 mark, give or take, 4.5 around that time.
And my dad said, when I told him, I said, I'm going to pay 5.5%, he said, why is this so cheap? Take it and run.
Totally. You know what? And it comes down, and I think what we're seeing is parallels, and that's why we're telling you guys this, because there's parallels from 2008 to now, right? Warren Buffett, I quote this guy all the time. I love him. He, you know, it's good to quote guys who are like the richest people in the world.
Yes.
Right? But he always says, when people are fearful, be greedy.
Yes.
And when people are greedy, be fearful,
yes.
Right? Now is a time when people are fearful. Now is a time where the media could say we are in a recession.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
But what is a recession, right? A recession is two consecutive quarters of negative growth.
It's not that much, really.
No, totally. like the word is scary.
Yeah.
But a recession could be, you could have negative growth in GDP. You could have it of 1%. It could have gone down 1 or 2%, 5, 20, 30, and you would have that definition met. So just because we've had some negative growth, we can catastrophize it.
Yes.
And make it a recession and don't buy, crash.
Beautiful headlines and beautiful clickbait to suck people in.
I like that clickbait.
Clickbait,
that's a good one. Yeah, totally. It is, right? But the reality is, when do you want to buy?
Hopefully now. Hopefully we've convinced you.
Yeah, totally.
There is no bad time.
No, I 100% agree.
The only bad thing is to be out of the market, because if you're out of the market, you miss all the upswings too.
True, because if you look at any downturn in a market, 2008, 2009, and Warren Buffett, again, Jesus, guy, like, you should read his book, okay? Like, yeah, smart. We'll try to get him on the podcast.
Yeah,
we'll
get
him. Ask Warren. Yeah. Warren, if you're listening. He's not listening.
Come see us.
Not yet. Yeah. Okay. But he said, when you try to time the market, if you miss the upswing, you're fucked.
Yes.
Like, you're like... Well, like, you time the market, even if you miss the downswing, some of the biggest gains are made...
Right after the downswing.
You got it.
Yeah.
Right? So you may miss the down, but you may miss the up too. So, again, we talk about this all the time. Like, I like to say we're pretty smart, but I think... But the reality is that we just took some risks.
Yes.
And held on.
Totally. Totally. And that's the other best thing about real estate. If the market goes down, that's okay. You're hopefully renting that place out. It's, you know, we always recommend buy for cash flow or that it breaks even.
Yeah.
And you just hang on to it. And if it goes down, it's always short term. If you look at the history, all the recorded sales history, real estate market's always gone up. And if it goes down, it always comes back up and you just hang on to it and it sustains its own debts and the mortgage still gets paid down. So if it goes down, we'll give an arbitrary number, 3%.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. But in that time, over the course of 2-3 years, the mortgage been paid down makes up that money.
Easily.
Or the net income from your rents pays for that. So you still break even. Yeah. And I always tell everybody, even if you hang on to it for a very long time, nobody's grandma ever says, oh, I way overpaid for this house in 1940. I can't seem to offload it today for what I paid.
I think my grandma said that. No, I'm just kidding. It's so true, right?
Yeah.
Hey, if you are a grandmother listening to this right now and you don't have a long investment horizon, don't listen to us, okay? Mm-hmm. But the reality is, I 100% agree with what you're saying. Totally. It's about longevity.
Yes.
It's about time. This is not get rich quick. That's bullshit. It takes time.
Does.
And cash flow. Make sure you're not buying stuff, losing tons of money.
Totally.
Right? Because then you can't weather the storm. And then you are forced to do something if there is a market adjustment.
Yes. And we had recently market adjustment. They, you know, they had numbers between 7% and 10% released from the announcement of the foreign investor tax, or was the time. We had a little bit of a slow market, 7% to 10% decrease. So we did have, you know, recession type numbers.
Yeah.
But now from there, we've already recovered, you know, everything seasonally adjusted. So same month, 1 year ago, average prices are all up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So our month to month numbers, October, November, December, are all up.
Yeah.
Above what they were the prior year, as well as the average sale price is in Hamilton for a residential still over 500,000.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So
I wish I bought more.
People sometimes say, oh, I'm waiting for prices to go down. I don't think that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And other people say, oh, it's a buyer's market now.
Yeah.
It's not. When it's a buyer's market is when houses aren't $500,000 anymore,
right,
and prices really do come down.
A buyer's market is when there's a ton of supply on the market as well, too, right? And are you seeing a lot of supply right now or no?
They say 6+ months of supply.
Right.
And we're still in that 2 to 3 month supply level. So they call it more balanced, and it's still on the seller side of balance. So values are still up. Supply is still not like it was in days past of real buyer's markets.
And I think another stat for that is there was an article in The Spectator that came out saying sales were down 26%.
Yes.
Right? But that's
transactions
just
is lower.
Right. Yes. That doesn't mean your house is worth less. That doesn't mean the market's plummeting, but it just means, to your point, the volume of transactions is 26% less.
Yes.
From December 2018 to December 2017.
Yes.
So less people were buying, which means there's more opportunity out there. There's more people. There's more deals that you can get now, I think, this year than you can when everybody's trying to buy something.
2 years ago was a really tough time to make an investment, too. You had to go, you know, all in. You know, you didn't have many options. Now, from an investment standpoint, there are options. You can choose different things. If that camera turned off, I'm going to be so upset.
That's awesome. We've got a 12-minute
limit.
Yeah, 12 minutes.
We'll get it figured out.
But you know what? It always reminds me of opportunities not arriving somewhere and seeing everybody there.
Totally.
Opportunities arriving somewhere and seeing nobody.
Yes.
And saying, come on over here, And this is the time in the market, right? Where like I'm looking at deals all the time, right? I'm hungry to buy something right now.
Yes.
Hungry.
Yes.
Send me a deal to buy it. Send me a deal.
I see stuff all the time. I'm like, wow, we haven't had property, you know, that good in a little while.
Yeah.
So I think that now is an even better time to buy an investment.
I agree. And you know what? I think, and we'll talk about this on the next one, because the next one I think is really important right now is the financing rules and rates.
Yes.
Because I talk to people all the time right now and they're saying, I can't get approved, right? Yes. I can't get approved from my bank.
Yeah.
And just as a little teaser to next week when we talk, or next month or whenever we do it, we should do these daily, by the way. I love talking to you. The spread between a B lender, they call it, or a trust company and a bank is less than 1% now.
Yeah.
That's not much.
It's great. And with how rents have really increased and the tenant pools really increased, this is the other thing. If you can't get approved, there's a lot more other people that can't get approved and they aren't willing to go with a B or a private, and the tenant pools really opened up to people who are 2 years ago house purchasers, and now they're not able to purchase a house.
Yeah.
So they're renting as an option.
Yeah.
You know, usually it's probably short term. They're working on some sort of plan to get out, but you could end up with a really amazing tenant.
Yeah. It's very, very true, right? So I think if you're sitting on the fence, if you've got equity in your house, if you own a property right now and you've always said, hey, babe, maybe we should buy a rental property.
Yes.
Do it. Like, I don't know. Just call Tobias.
Just do it.
Just do it. Call Tobias. Call us and we will set this up for you, because it'll be a game changer for your life.
Just like Nike said, just do it.
Just do it. Awesome, buddy. I love our chats.
Yes.
Big podcast, episode 3. If you guys have any questions, please contact Tobias. He's a rock star extraordinaire. And any questions, anytime.
Any questions, reach out. We're here for resources and educate.
Awesome. Make this a fabulous day, guys.
Have a great one.